Well, also, it's fine to have this sort of biologic theory, but you know, checkpoint inhibitors sitting there, generally well tolerated. Maybe you have a chance to throw somebody into a long-term remission or who knows what. And are you going to not do that in a situation where you kind of really don't have direct data? I saw at ASCO, I think there was some data with the exon 14 people not responding to checkpoint inhibitors, right, from Memorial.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything like, you know, in HER2 or RET or BRAF specifically about checkpoint inhibitors.
Yeah, and so it's kind of data-free, and so we're emerging that data. So let's go to that nice presentation at ASCO. So it's actually a fellow, Josh Sabari at Memorial, and really knocked it out of the park. Great presentation. Something like 80 MET exon 14 skip mutations, of which he honed down to about 15% who'd received checkpoint inhibitors, of which the response rate was 6%, progression-free survival was like 2 or 3 months. And he said, okay, well, what about PD-L1? What about tumor mutation burden? But then when he drilled down, the ones with tumor proportion scores greater than 50%, response rate zero. Those with high tumor mutation burden, response rate zero. So the context varies. These biomarkers which are associated with benefit may mean something very different in the setting of a driver oncogene.
I don't remember hearing about this until maybe less than a year ago. So this is really new, and I'm trying to kind of serve as a conduit to the oncologists, again, who are trying to keep up with, you know, again, MSI and you call them whatever.